KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have light snow in Atlantic, 24 degrees, a dusting of snow on the ground. We look for the snow to continue through about midday today, and we'll have a high near 30 with less than 1/2 inch of accumulation expected here in the Atlantic area. For the most part, roads in the immediate listening area are normal condition. The further south and southwest you go, the roads become partially covered with snow. And there is an accident in the Omaha Council Bluffs area on Interstate 80. This is between on Highway 192 and South 4th Street and South Expressway. And exit to I-29 in Council Bluffs. You can expect delays there due to an earlier accident on I-80 westbound. Again, that's in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday night approved a 28E agreement between the Atlantic Fire Department and the City of Blarney. Some only minor changes in wording were needed for the contract, which is in place for 5 years. The council also approved a resolution amending the city's code of ordinances with regard to the city's personnel manual. Here's Mayor Dave Jones.
In a nutshell, what it says is if someone in the department gets sick and they're out of their sick leave and stuff, other people in the department can volunteer there, give their sick leave, donate it to the person that's needs it in need. We don't have a lot of hoops and hollers. It's just we let the different departments control their own people. So we don't have a lot of stuff in this. It's just as simple. If they want to donate it, they can give them a vehicle to do it with. It might happen. It's happening now, but it might happen maybe once every 10, 15 years. So I used to have a big, old, huge piece of paper for it. I think it's a good deal for our employees. Help their other employees out in times of need.
The Atlantic City Council also passed the second reading of an amended ordinance pertaining to the mowing of properties. Upon a motion, the rules were suspended and the third and final reading of the ordinance was held. Afterward, the council unanimously approved the ordinance, which requires any property in the City of Atlantic, whether vacated or non-vacated, to be mowed when the vegetation reaches a height of more than 12 inches by the 1st and 15th day of the month in May, June, July, and August, September, and October. If the property owner fails to comply, the city or its agents may mow the property and charge $75 per hour to do so. An additional $100 surcharge will be charged to the property owner. Prior to adjourning for the evening, the mayor had a message for the citizens of Atlantic and city employees.
I wish everybody happy holidays and very prosperous new year.
Well, the Harlan Police Department said Wednesday that a man from Shelby County was arrested Saturday on a Cass County warrant that was issued August the 19th for contempt of court. 31-year-old Brandon Billings of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Billings was transported to the Shelby County Jail to await extradition to Cass County. The Harlan PD said also that on December the 12th, Jessica Gall of Harlan reported to officers that her 2003 Ford truck had been taken sometime during the night. The next morning, the truck was located in the Nishnabotna River near 1120th Street and Nishna Avenue. That incident remains under investigation. Authorities in western Iowa say a man faces gun charges after another man was found with a gunshot wound. The Monona County Sheriff's Office said 22-year-old Joshua Beam was arrested Tuesday night in Mapleton after authorities found a man with a gunshot wound to the head. The wounded man, 22-year-old Eric Franco, was taken to a local health center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say Beam and Franco consumed alcohol and then began to wrestle. Beam is accused of pulling out a handgun and firing several shots. He faces several charges, including intimidation of the dangerous weapon and going armed with intent. Officials of the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are issuing a reminder to nonprofit organizations in both counties that $105,000 in grant funds are available in each county. Applications for grant funds are due no later than February 1st, 2015. The detailed application procedures, fact sheets, and a link to the application form can be obtained online at omahafoundation.org/SWIowa. The applications will only be accepted through the online system. Representatives of nonprofit organizations in either county can contact Dennis Nissen if you have any grant-specific questions for the application. His number is 800-794-3458. All the completed applications will be considered at the March board meeting with a notification of results in early April. The final remnants of Sioux City's former riverboat casino will remain in the river for up to a year. Two large moorings in the Missouri River are all that's left at the former site of the gambling boat. The reddish-orange moorings protrude about 15 feet above the surface near the shoreline. The Argosy Riverboat Casino closed in July after the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission ordered it to cease operations because it wasn't partnered with a state-licensed local nonprofit group as required by Iowa law. An Illinois marine business bought the riverboat and other assets, which it plans to sell. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesman says the business has until December of 2015 to remove those moorings. The state's economic development director says two announcements are coming soon about a big project for Iowa. Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham says the groundwork for the deal she expects to be announced on Friday was laid a year ago during a trade trip that she and the governor made to Europe.
And there was one that we worked on a year ago that's another really large investment. The deal's done. It's just a matter of when their board of directors wants it announced.
Durham made her comments during a public hearing in the governor's office this week. Neither Governor Branstad nor Durham are revealing which companies will be making the expansions, but Durham says they show that trade missions do yield results.
And it takes a long time to close a deal, as we know. Sometimes we don't win them all. But I'll tell you what, we win a lot more than we lose.
This afternoon, Durham and other officials from the Iowa Partnership for Economic Progress will release the results of an 18-month-long study of Iowa's economic development efforts. Southwest Airlines says it plans to add several new seasonal flights from Omaha's Epley Airfield starting next year. Southwest's daily nonstop seasonal service from Omaha to Los Angeles will resume on June the 7th, with flights operating through at least August 7th. To meet increased demand during the spring break travel period, Southwest says it will operate daily nonstop service from Omaha to Orlando from March 7th through April 7th. The airline says it will also add a third flight out of Omaha to Phoenix from March the 7th through April the 7th. Fares and schedules for the new flights can be found on Southwest's website. The shotgun deer season is well underway, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is again monitoring for signs of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, in the animals taken by hunters. DNR Wildlife Research Supervisor Willie Suki says they've been testing for CWD since 2002.
We've had a couple of positives now, one in the wild herd and a couple in captive situations. So we are doing enhanced surveillance, extra surveillance in those areas as we, try to see if there's anything on the landscape that we need to look for.
The main effort will concentrate on portions of northeast and eastern Iowa near Wisconsin and Illinois, south central Iowa near Missouri, as well as in Pottawatomie, Cerro Gordo, and Buchanan counties. One positive in the wildlife population came in Alamakee County in 2013.
The good news is we've sampled up there for 12 years, and this is the first positive. We've had over 1,000 deer sampled within 5 miles of where this deer was detected. And when we looked at the genetics, Iowa State examined it, and it looks likely that it's, you can't say for 100% sure, but it looks likely that it was a Wisconsin deer that actually emigrated into Iowa.
And while CWD is fatal to deer, Suki says it's not a concern for hunters.
If a deer tests positive, the CDC does encourage people not to eat those deer, but there's no proven health risk.
The CWD sampling involves removing and testing the brainstem and lymph nodes of the deer. Hunters willing to provide samples may contact a DNR regional office to arrange collection. For more information, you can check out the DNR's website at www.iowadnr.gov. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.